A committee of the King County Council heard some of the particulars behind Metro Transit's proposal to reduce service by 16%. Last week, voters rejected Proposition 1, which would have helped fund bus service and transportation improvements. The cuts to service will come in four phases starting in June. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
An initiative to raise property taxes in Seattle in order to help bus service is being proposed by transit supporters for the November ballot. But County Executive Dow Constantine says at this point, the first round of cuts is imminent. Under the proposal, 72 Metro buses will be eliminated, 84 will change. The Department of Transportation's Victor Obeso told County Council members Tuesday that Metro looked at ridership, demographics, and social equity when determining which routes would be cut or scaled back. He says Metro expects to lose about 9% of riders because of the cuts.
On the whole, as we take a reduction this large, there is nothing good about this proposal in terms of its impacts to our system and its riders.
Becca Riley takes the bus every day. She doesn't have a car. Riley rides the number 30, which runs from Sandpoint through the University District. By September, the midday bus she catches on University Way will be eliminated, along with night and weekend service. By June next year, under Metro's proposal, it will be gone. When that happens, Riley says she'll try to ride her bike more often and maybe carpool. But for some of her coworkers who live outside the city, things look a little more complicated.
They get a transfer to the 30 that gets us to the office, and that's the bus that usually lines up with their schedule, so they'd have to leave like really early or get to work just before, you know, not enough time. So it messes with everyone's schedules.
Riley voted yes on Prop 1. She thinks the measure may have failed because proponents relied too much on the doom and gloom outcome for buses and didn't highlight any of the benefits for the county. The council's Transportation, Economy, and Environment Committee will get another briefing from Metro next week. A series of public meetings begin May 13th. The council is expected to vote on the cuts in June. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.